Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the night remains warm with clear skies. Jerusalem is experiencing a gentle breeze, while Tel Aviv enjoys a calm evening. Haifa also reports mild conditions, perfect for a peaceful night. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, the IDF reports it killed a Hamas commander in a strike on a Gaza hospital compound earlier today. Also, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Greece will sign a $3.6 billion air defense deal with Israel. The agreement aims to create an Achilles shield against threats from Turkey and Iran. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that Qatar, Turkey and Egypt pledged to stop the launch of incendiary kites from Gaza into Israel. Separately, JNS reports that Israeli forces have killed three terrorists in the Jenin area earlier today, including a Hamas commander. And finally, Forward discusses how the discovery of the sunken 1948 arms ship, the Altalena, has become an election battleground in Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, reported earlier that Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the House, condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker during a CNN interview. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's foreign minister, posted today that representatives of the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows Dutch legislation banning trade in products from certain Israeli territories. Belaz News shared that Israel has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave after the Dutch parliament's decision to ban trade with Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. The IDF states its strike on a Gaza hospital compound was targeted at a Hamas commander accused of orchestrating attacks. This follows a series of military operations aimed at weakening Hamas leadership in the region. The impact on local civilians remains a critical concern as tensions continue to rise. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, Greece's forthcoming air defense deal with Israel marks a significant step in regional defense collaboration. The Achilles shield is set to enhance Athens' security against potential threats, reflecting the growing defense ties between the two nations. This move could further strain relations with Turkey and Iran. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights diplomatic efforts by Qatar, Turkey, and Egypt to prevent incendiary kite launches from Gaza. These actions aim to reduce cross-border tensions and prevent further escalation. The effectiveness of these promises will be closely watched in the coming days. Separately, JNS reports that Israeli forces killed three terrorists, including a senior Hamas figure, in the Jenin area. This operation is part of a broader crackdown on terrorist networks. Following the dismantling of the Jenin network during Operation Iron Wall, the continued military presence in the area underscores ongoing security challenges. Finally, Forward explores the historical and political implications of the Altalena discovery. The sunken arms ship from the early days of Israeli statehood now stirs political debate ahead of the upcoming elections. The ship's legacy remains a contentious issue in Israeli politics. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that a former Netanyahu advisor is bringing his family real estate firm to the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange with a bond plan worth up to 250 million shekels. Separately, Israel Hayom Business suggests it's time to lower interest rates. The president of the Manufacturers Association calls for a reduction to provide financial relief to self-employed individuals and the public. And finally, CTEC highlights the New York scale-up connection where 30 Israeli unicorns are making a mark. These startups, valued at nearly $70 billion, are shifting focus from rapid exits to long-term growth. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.